And welcome to the Midday with Norman and Vicki.
And with a guest direct from Paris. We have a saxophonist with us who will be performing on Friday night with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. This is Claude DeLangle.
Welcome.
And we will hear a little bit of the saxophone. I see two saxophones there, actually. We're going to be listening to a little bit of some excerpts from various French pieces, I believe, and we're going to hear something from his CD. And so, welcome to the Midday, Claude.
Come on over and join us.
Have a microphone.
You have a microphone right there. It'll probably work a lot better if you're right about there. This is Vicki's debut as a live engineer on this program, repositioning microphones so that we can have microphone where the saxophone player and the saxophone both are, which is a convenient
thing. Yes, I will play both saxophone on Friday with the WCO alto and soprano. This is a very nice thing for me to challenge as much as I can the tenor, baritone sometimes, even some bass or sopranino saxophone. Because as you probably know, when we know playing one instrument, we know playing all of them, which is pretty nice. But for this very specific program, it's mostly composed of French pieces and also some Piazzolla, which are very much connected to France, because Piazzolla, first Piazzolla wrote for me some pieces for saxophone and piano. And I can give you some excerpts of them if you want.
Absolutely.
It'd be fantastic.
Why not?
All right.
Now?
So Piazzolla, sure.
Sure.
Astor Piazzolla wrote that one for you.
We did both together the arrangement from flute of that solo part, but he wrote a piano accompaniment that I premiered with my wife almost something like 15 years ago. And it was really challenging playing with him, and he was such an energetical musician. I learned a lot from playing tango.
Well, that's the Piazzolla specialty, isn't it? The tango. He really breathed new life into the tango more than anyone else in our time. What was the name of that one?
This one is Etude, Tango Etude. There are six etudes, originally written for flute and transcribed by Piazzolla for saxophone. And then now we have something like a sonata written on that piece by Piazzolla.
Now, we think very early on that it was the French who caught up, got enthusiastic about American jazz almost from the beginning. And when we think about jazz, we think about the saxophone? Is that the way it worked for you? Yes. Jazz, saxophone, Claude, or was there another route?
I'm not a jazz. Strangely, I'm not a jazz player, even if I play, and I think I will play some encore with orchestra, some jazz pieces, body and soul, or so. And probably most of it to thanks to Michael Brecker, who just passed away last Saturday. And I played quite a lot with Michael Brecker when he was playing in Europe, especially in Italy a few years ago. And of course, the links with jazz is saxophone is main voice, the strongest voice in jazz fields. But myself, I'm more connected with contemporary music and playing I don't know what means classical. Classical means Haydn, Mozart, but right. I don't play Mozart or
because
Haydn.
Because there was no saxophone.
No, absolutely not. But of course, I do some transcriptions from, but not much from Mozart, more from Bach or from Handel or Baroque composers. I'm more involved in 20th century music or also music which has been written for Adolphe Sax himself when he was appointed professor in Paris Conservatoire by a known composer like de Mersman, flute player de Mersman or Singlet and so on. And I did a whole recording with the Adolphe Sax saxophone, an old a period instrument. of course, saxophone, even in the classical, what we can say, classical repertoire has links with the jazz. In the Ibert that I will play with the WCO, for example, you can notice some jazz influence. Very a bit swingy tempo that of course the much more known Ravel bolero, which has of course links.
It's kind of a smoking saxophone in bolero.
something like
smoldering
like that.
Now you're pulling out the soprano sax.
Yes. Atmospheric. Ravel uses the sax fairly effectively, doesn't he, in his orchestration of the pictures at an exhibition?
Exactly. Mm. And probably everybody knows this very beautiful CD, beautiful and solo. Sorry, it's so cold in Wisconsin. I have to change something. My saxophone.
Cold and dry.
Such cold weather.
Tell us about Debussy and the saxophone. Debussy called it that aquatic instrument. Now, that may be a faulty translation, but he actually seems to have resisted writing for the saxophone despite a commission.
Yes, despite that commission for an American lady, you know, Mrs. Eliza Hall, who began playing the saxophone in order to better some, we don't know exactly, probably some lungs problems, and her husband was a doctor and told her, would be good for you to play a wind instrument. And finally, Debussy already, I've got the money for that piece long, long ago, and he wrote to a friend of him, I should begin writing the piece now. And finally, he did that beautiful rhapsody and for saxophone and full orchestra. We will play a shorter version on Friday for string, which has been done by a friend of mine, the French oboe player David Walter. And it's, of course, nothing about jazz in that piece, despite Debussy was very, of course, already knew lots of, as he wrote, the Petit Nègre, the Little Shepherd, Little Nigger, which has some jazz far away jazz influence. Mm-hmm. But in that rhapsody, it's more Gregorian song, which is probably more the basic root of it, with a very sustained melody, something like that. Much more French perfume.
Very atmospheric. Well, I was wondering if, when Adolf Sax invented this instrument, if he had one, or if, as you say, there are several different voices of saxophones, if that came later.
First, you know, Adolf Sax was the son of a guy who already did a lot of things about wind instrument, but was living, he was Belgium. His father was perfecting and building some clarinet and brass instrument in Dinan. Dinan is very known, and the south of Belgium is a very known city for town, very, very small town, with lots of metal, and the people do lots of things with metal there. And Napoleon the Third called him to come to Paris because he knew that he was able to perfect the military bands. And he already, probably most, we think that he already invented the saxophone when he was living, still living in Belgium. But the brevet, the patent, patent, yes.
Oh, yes.
It had been patent in Paris, 1846. But the first saxophone was the baritone, you know, with the connection with the bass clarinet, because he did lots of good things on bass clarinet, and first invented the baritone, and then he did the all seven saxophone. In fact, he did even 14, because invented a family in E flat and B flat, which is still on now, and also a family in C and F, which has been progressively falling, was not used, because he expected that family to be used in the symphony orchestra.
And, you would think that that would be an easier instrument to play with an orchestra, being in C or.
Yes, easier instrument, but you know, when Ravel wrote the Bolero, it's written for a sopranino, not soprano, but first the beginning of the solo is a sopranino in F. That probably means that at the period of time of Ravel, some F and C instrument was still used. And I have some, there are some in some museums, I have at home some C and F instruments. And it's very, if we study on saxophone acoustic, it's quite interesting, because finally we always think that it's connected to the clarinet because of the simple reed and mouthpiece, but acoustically it's closer to the oboe, to the double reed, even if it's a simple reed instrument. I transcribed the oboe Berio sequenza 10 years ago, and when working with Berio, I realized how close acoustically, for multiphonics and all, you know, contemporary techniques, the saxophone is close to the oboe. And I worked with some acousticians, and we now check that the acoustic of saxophone is the reed works much more like a double reed against the mouthpiece.
Why do you think the saxophone became such a mainstay of jazz? Was there some quality of the voice of the instrument?
You know, jazz grew up with the saxophone. This is probably one of the main reasons. And the other one is probably the saxophone is the easiest instrument that has ever been invented.
It doesn't look easy at all, even when you're playing.
I'm sorry. I'm cold, perhaps. This one. It isn't very interesting. You're just blowing it, and it works. And move the fingers. on the track. It's, you know, I don't.
Yeah, right.
It's you know, so many people. Mm. If you want to begin the saxophone after a semester, you would be able to play nice tunes, and you know, it's an instrument which is very close to the voice. This is the third, probably the third and the main reason why. And it's very, you can play, for example, Piazzolla understood that pretty well when he would, for example, we can play the a bit of the very known Oblivion theme.
Gorgeous.
Very atmospheric. That's one thing. I mean, whatever the saxophone is doing, it can really create this. I'm not even sure how to call it, but this kind of intense, reflective quality.
Mm-hmm. A lot of perfume.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
So who is a big saxophone manufacturer? You have instruments probably by several makers, or is there a French...
Yes, we have. We had a lot in France, but now we only have two. The most of the bigger biggest are Selmer, mm-hmm. And Buffet Campon. But we have also lots of companies in. We have two big companies in Japan, and we have also 70. There are 70 companies in China. Wow. Who are building saxophone. From $500 to get a saxophone to higher prices. And I work with the Selmer too. And for example, the alto I have on the hands is not a prototype, but something we did new things on it and designed the prototype for the Selmer company, which is a very nice part of my job.
And your soprano sax, is a Selmer also?
Yes, it is. It is... silver, plain silver instrument.
Beautiful.
With a golden neck and a Vendrin mouthpiece. We have lots of French products, of course.
Let me ask a naive question. Why is the soprano sax, why does that have a straight bell, I mean like a clarinet or an oboe, as opposed to the lower saxes that have that scoop that we're familiar with?
There are some some companies who provide a curved soprano, and some professors use the curved soprano for the very young children. Yeah. But, the main thing about curving the instrument, the curve provides probably a part of the sound, but the main thing is the shape itself, the conic shape. But the main thing is, as it's too long, an alto would be too long to have it straight. And as the soprano is, of course, smaller, we don't need... Mm-hmm. And in order to catch the whole set of keys.
So the curve is really just more of a convenience.
More or less, mm-hmm. Yes. For example, the curve of the baritone is very, very different. We have a big curve for the bell, but we have also many curves around the neck.
I have a kind of an odd question here. From your website, we have a picture here of you playing saxophone in a hard hat. Could you explain that?
This is. I'm sorry. I was not playing the saxophone that specific day. Oh. This photo has been taken by Robert Doisneau. You know, probably Robert Doisneau is very famous French photographer. And this photo has been taken just few months before the Cité de la Musique in Paris, Paris was finished, and it was to announce the soon it was would be finished. And I'm with a hat of a worker, with having a saxophone in the building almost finished. Uh-huh. And this photo is not completed because this is from my website, but I have several other one with a lady listening carefully to me in front of me in that specific.
Also wearing a hard hat, I hope.
Yes, she was. She was.
Well, you'll be playing in a space that has newly been renovated, our beautiful Capitol Theater, in the Overture Center for the Arts. And so I am sure that you'll love the acoustics there. And I hope you get used to our cold here in Wisconsin.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure we will enjoy playing together with Andrew Seval and the orchestra.
Does it take a while for the metal of the instrument to adjust to the changes in temperature?
Not so much the instrument, more the reeds, you know. Mm.
The reeds and the player.
Unusual to be with such a dry weather.
Do you have one more excerpt that you could play for us, or we could...
To take us down to our quiz question?
Why not? Yes, I can play. Probably it would be perhaps interesting to check how close is the folk, folk music by Piazzolla to classical, because many people do not know that Piazzolla, when he was already 35 years old, went to Paris because it was a big disaster with the economic situation in Argentina, and playing tango was not so à la mode. And he decided to begin a classical composer, and he went to Nadia Boulanger course and wanted to study. And after, I don't know, a few months, Nadia Boulanger realized that there was something wrong with that guy because the music was not so good. And she finally asked him, please, what do you like the most? What was you playing in Buenos Aires? And next class, he brought his Modoneon, because he never played that before, of course, with Nadia Boulanger. And Nadia, he played one of his tango. The name was Triomphal. And she told her, but this is your music. Why don't you write your own music? And it's a French lady who finally put Piazzolla composing again his own music. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Nadia Boulanger. But Piazzolla kept a lot of things from that period of time because he was very much influenced by Bach. And one of the pieces we would be playing with Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra would be La Mort de l'Ange, The Death of the Angel, mm-hmm. and which is could be a bar fugue, bar subject.
Exciting with the orchestra adding their spicy harmonies and rhythms. That little bit of Piazzolla you'll hear again if you're attending the concert Friday night at the Capitol Theater in Madison, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Andrew Sewell is their conductor. Concert time is 8:00. And so you've heard over the course of this half hour or so that they'll play Piazzolla and Debussy and Ibert, also the Dolly Suite by Gabriel Fauré. So we thank you, Claude, for stopping by and spending some
pleasure.
Time with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It was very, very nice.
We'll look forward to your concert.